Travis Kerber is a pitching coach with elite baseball training in the Chicago Elite, an amateur team that participates in national showcase events with prep players across the country. His teams have a different philosophy than a lot of other travel teams when it comes to pitcher usage.
Well, you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, no matter the age level, when you're dealing with kids that their bodies haven't physically matured and developed, it's important that you limit the amount that they throw and also make sure that you have enough time in between for their body to repair itself and for them to strengthen themselves up before you go out and put that stress back on their body. So what we have in place from the top down in our program is that, you know, typically we will end up splitting games set forth from the beginning when we show up at tournaments. So, like, for example, us being at this Perfect Game event here down in Atlanta, we'll have a guy go three innings, followed by another guy going three innings, followed by a guy finishing out of one. And then depending, obviously, on the workload during those innings, you know, cut some guys short. But typically what we're going to do is we're always going to try to keep guys in a manageable range. You know, for this age group, you know, I've already seen, you know, numerous games and teams we played against down here have guys throw well over 100 pitches already. You know, and our guys are going to typically be more around the 60 to 75 pitch count range because it's not worth, you know, us winning one extra game to put that kind of workload on a kid whose body still isn't ready for that workload.
Kerber got his start in the White Sox baseball academies. The White Sox were one of the first organizations to use biomechanical analysis, something elite baseball training and the Chicago Elite have taken to the amateur level. I asked Kerber to explain the process.
It allows us to be able to see exactly how joints and muscles load and unload. So it kind of sets you forth and says, okay, you know, for the correct sequence of your body to work efficiently, it has to go, energy's got to pass from here to here to here. So what you should see then as an athlete, whether it's in a swing or the throw, which is obviously my side of it, is you should see that every aspect of the body from the ground up continues to build energy to the top. And what you'll see, what we can see a lot of times with the majority of kids that I get on a daily basis, is that their upper half will accelerate too soon into their delivery, which jumps out ahead of their lower half, which is what, you know, most coaches would verbally kind of tell kids, hey, you know, you're using too much arm. But instead of kind of guessing and figuring that out, we can tell right where a kid's braking sequence. And we can say, listen, your braking sequence right here from your hip. You know, so you're getting energy from your leg into landing. When you land, your hip doesn't immediately connect, so your shoulders start to speed up. So we've got to be able to connect you to your hip, to your core, so we can actually tell right where they're breaking down to help them be more efficient in their body movement. And then obviously from the safety standpoint of it, you know, we can track arm action, so we can tell whether the arm is getting into external and internal rotation correctly. Angle of forearm at foot down, which basically will dictate the length of the arm as it travels through the rest of the throw. So that allows us to do a lot of things that the naked eye can't tell.
Studying the video is just the first step in protecting young arms.
The next step, you know, as I always say too, is that everything gets built from the ground up. You know, essentially, even if the arm is in the right spot and the lower half still isn't feeding the body correctly, you're still going to have to accelerate from the wrong point. So until you can really get to the end game where you can still get the whole body's action, it's kind of tough to be completely certain with just that. But that will absolutely help, because that's probably one of the biggest issues I run into besides guys having inefficient lower halves or connectivity to their body is they've got, you know, poor timing, which leads to bad arm action. And being able to put that on and kind of tell where your arm is and the stress factor that's going through your arm is definitely a big thing for then somebody to be able to go out and seek somebody that can help them correct and fix that problem.
But no system is perfect. One of Kerber's prized pupils, Trent Johnson, a potential first-round draft pick in 2015, underwent Tommy John surgery this season. But Kerber says despite the injury, he believes biomechanical analysis is the best way to protect young arms.
I mean, it would have been 11 years plus that I've been doing this, and I've never had anybody have a major arm issue. Trent was actually the first one that I've ever had get hurt. So from that standpoint, I think it's always, you know, when that first guy gets hurt, you kind of take responsibility yourself because, you know, you feel like you can keep everybody safe. But at the end of the day, there are certain things that you still can't control. You can monitor a guy's innings. You can get them through analysis to try to get them more efficient in their body. And, you know, there's certain things that, you know, people sometimes get hurt when it would be in a least expected situation. And Trent had done a great job. Trent was a poor timing guy with his arm action, so he would be what people would call the inverted W. And he was that kind of guy when he first started with us. So we had worked, you know, numerous hours on correcting his timing and getting a little bit better into his core strength so he could control his arm action a little bit more efficiently. And, you know, he would get better at it. And then, you know, as you get into competition sometimes and you're trying to go full bore and you're throwing for scholarships and you're throwing for, you know, pro scouts and doing these pro events, sometimes, you know, you go back to that ultimate animalistic thought process, which is, I got to throw harder. And unfortunately for a lot of kids, you know, when they try to go harder, you know, it ends up being jump to the upper half, try to create more upper half movement to generate more arm speed. And no matter how well you train a kid and no matter what advice and information you can pass on, you know, there's always the risk of even the most efficient people getting hurt.